W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Hey there, hi there, and welcome in to another episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for telling your friends about the show. And thank you, of course, as always, for shopping the Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. If you're watching live on Facebook, happy Monday afternoon to you all. If you're watching on YouTube or listening regularly, how you doing? We got some stuff to get to today. Let me see what this is, because we already talked about Houston. Oh, no. We'll hear from Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros about their cheating.
Yeah.
Seagulls generate a fine. If you weren't aware, it's something called Januhary. We'll talk about whether that should be a thing or not. Exactly. And, of course, Kareem's Corner. Coming up in just a bit, but before we get to all of that, what you got coming up this weekend? Let's talk weekend, Jason.
This weekend I hope is quiet.
So no plans.
No plans yet.
Okay, Kareem.
Saturday, tomorrow, as the podcast drops, I'll be at the mentoring. It's like an annual men's conference. And they talk about mentoring. The guy who runs it actually does runs an after mentoring group, and he does a lot of stuff. So I'm gonna be at that, taking pictures and maybe talking a little bit. So that's my Saturday plan. And then Sunday, I'm hoping they hit an open mic to get back on the comedy stage.
Oh,
damn.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about last weekend instead of this weekend, because this weekend for me is pretty much going to be getting the baby's room finished, because we had some water damage when the roof leaked last year. And we're finishing everything up this week with the painting and putting the crib together and all of that stuff. So she'll be moving out of our bedroom into her own room this weekend.
What color did you end up painting the room?
Leslie's picking out the paint. It's going to be some greenish blue.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
something that's sort of neutral or grayish blue, she said.
Yeah,
something that you can go with a bunch of different colors when you decorate kind of set
grayish
it off.
Blue is a good one,
as opposed to making it look like, as one person once referred to the old Sacramento comedy spot, the inside of a clown's underpants.
Yep.
Oh man,
Jeff. We remember these things.
Mm-hmm.
So last weekend we went to Reading because Joel McHale was doing a show at the Wind River Casino in just outside of Reading.
Wind River Casino and Resort.
Sure.
Yes. I've actually done comedy in there.
Oh, well, so did I.
Me and Engayo did a Tuesday night in there.
Yeah. Pretty great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you do a show there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, my show was a little dance I did when I won a little bit of money.
Ah.
although we did do a couple of years ago, there was America's Greatest Game Show. Did a stop there, and we were on stage with Eric Estrada.
Leslie and I won. Oh, dope.
Right. So Joel McHale, who is on the oddest tour of America I've ever seen, was there, which is kind of an odd thing, because we get the mailings because Leslie is a member there, and we see this. Joel McHale is there. He's got a new special that is available on Amazon and iTunes called Live from Pyongyang.
Mm. Yeah, that's not a place that I would picture him in.
Right? I don't know that he was actually there. But here are his upcoming dates. He is going to be at the Mohican Sun Pocono in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Mohican Sun Arena in Connecticut, the Fargo Comedy Festival in March, the Lucky Eagle Casino in Rochester, Washington, the Fairmont Kealani in Maui, the Miami Improv in May are his next ones. So he's been to the one at Mohican Sun in Connecticut is a private players event.
Okay.
So it's very interesting to see all the plays, but, and he had an opener. Here was his tweet. See you tonight, Redding, California, in its general area. Please come to my stand-up show if you've finished watching men with chest tattoos beat each other up on pay-per-view. My show is slightly less violent. referring to the Conor McGregor fight, which lasted all of 40 seconds.
Yeah.
So I missed it, but I didn't miss it. Joel McHale's very funny. His opener, not so much. He had an opener, and his opener was someone who's on Silicon Valley, and I did not know who this guy was. Now, I won't say that he's not funny, because when he did crowd work, he was funny. His prepared material was not funny.
Mm. Okay.
Which guy was he?
Aristotle something. He's not one of the main characters on Silicon Valley. His closer is a bit on butt sex.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. But yeah, he had some interactions with the crowd, which were very funny, but his prepared stuff, not as much.
Mm.
So that was it. But Joel McHale, very funny. And I saw Joel McHale, God, I want to say 2008 or 2009, Paul Burke and I drove to San Francisco to see him. And there was a local comic who opened. Chris Hardwick was the feature. This was before Chris Hardwick got big again. So Chris Hardwick was the feature and Joel McHale was the headliner for the show. And Joel was pretty new at doing stand-up at that point. And I had heard him on the Corolla podcast. And Corolla was like, are you doing stand-up? And he said, well, no, I don't tell jokes. That's not what I can do. And Corolla hipped him to the fact that he doesn't tell jokes either. Mm-hmm. He tells stories. So Joel has been telling stories, and his stories, his persona is I'm a dick, and he reinforces the I'm a dick repeatedly, and his stories all surround that. So it's all very funny. So if you like someone being a dick, I would encourage you probably to check out his Live from Pyongyang special. I have not seen it yet, but I do know seeing him live, it was really funny. God, I can't find this guy. Aristotle Aetherius. He plays Gabe in 5 episodes from 2019. There he is. He's an actor and director known for How to Be Broke, Dominoes, and Goat Face.
All right,
he's not known.
No, and he plays a character that's really a bit character, but like he has this when he sits, he can sit down anywhere because he has legs attached to his body.
Okay.
That like, so when he goes to bend down in a sitting position, they pop out.
So I will tell you this. He is funny. His material was not funny.
Gotcha.
So, but Joel, very, very funny. All right. So let's get to it, Kareem. Let's, before we hear from Jose Altuve, let's go down to Kareem's corner. What's going on, Kareem?
Oh man. I'm trying to figure out whether I want to keep this light or I want to save it for our next show. But I think I'm going to keep it light.
Excellent.
Today was, as of we're recording, was Martin Luther King Day.
Correct.
And so it was great to be out. I didn't march because my knee still bugs me enough that I ain't trying to walk that far with it.
Sure.
But it was good to be out with the people. It was good to see families out at the march at Sac City. It was good that there was another event going on in North Sac. And you know, as much as I would like for us to have like one big joint venture with the fights and stuff that were going on from time to time, it might be best that there's that one up there and the other one. That way we don't come out looking like we paid no fucking attention to what Dr. King said.
Right.
And then it was nice. I got to take some more pictures of fathers with their kids. And it was still good to see older guys who were like taking their father out as opposed to their father taking them out. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, fathers like families. So it was good that those all of the people that came, and there were all different types of people. And especially in Sacramento, which is like, Sacramento is really a fucking melting pot. If you haven't been here, there is every type of individual in the world in Sacramento. So it was good to see all kinds of families out at the event. So thank you to Sacramento, the people that were at Sac City today who were actually out in the spirit of Dr. King.
Did it restore some of your faith in the people here of Sacramento?
No, it's not the first time I've had faith in the people in Sacramento, but like I said, I was trying to keep it positive.
That's why I'm playing Abraham Martin and John by Dion.
Yes.
It's coming. Trust me. It's coming.
There it comes.
Am I going to get bored and pot it down before it comes?
Made happen.
Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone.
All right.
And I would just want to say that part of that is your fault, Nate.
Which is?
Both of my two so far, since we've been doing this, is because you said when we came back at the beginning of the year that you were going to focus on the positive.
Yes.
And I was actually I was saying a lot of negative shit.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stuff going on. But you brought me back to the center or to pay attention to that.
So. I think it's important to have that balance. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay to be negative about stuff, but I think it's important to focus on the positive too. Thank you for Kareem's Corner.
But when we get to the grievances,
grievances on Monday. Yeah, absolutely. So Jose Altuve, second baseman for the Astros, came out and commented for the first time on the scandal. And here's what he had to say.
Believe me, in the end of the year, everything will be fine. We're going to be in the World Series again. People don't believe it. We will. You know, we will. Like, we made it last year. We went one game away of winning it all. You know, I'm happy for the Nationals. They won everything. They're a really good team. They deserve it, but we'll be in the World Series again. Maybe with them, maybe with another team.
You're not.
No.
You're not. First of all, you lost your best starter. Second of all, you're a year older. Third of all, everybody knows you were cheating, and they're watching you.
Oh, yeah. Dusty Baker, I think, was named the manager right before we started.
I know he was interviewing. So that alone means you're not going to get to the World Series, because that's not what Dusty does. I mean, he did it once. Nothing against Dusty. It's a terrible situation to go into, but... Here's the thing. Don't dig in too comfortable because you're going to get some balls right at your head, my friend. it's going to happen.
It's not going to be the first time.
And here's the thing. The Angels are the first team that play the Astros. So everyone's going to be watching. So it's not going to happen that series. I don't think the Angels are going to dust them off, but there's always going to be that specter. And, I don't foresee a great season for your Houston Astros. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. I'm certainly not going to be back in the World Series. This is the type of thing that you know makes things go a little bit differently for you.
You want to bet on it?
No.
Bet that the Astros won't be in the World Series? Yes, yeah. I'll bet you $5 right now.
I'll bet you five too.
There you go. There's $10. There's $10. All right. Well, the days of throwing Thrasher's fries at voracious seagulls may soon be over for Rehoboth beachgoers as the city is pushing to ban people from feeding the birds. This is what's going on in Delaware. By the way, if you're caught chucking food at the squawking sky beasts, you could be fined anywhere from $5 to $50. Now, repeat offenders could be slapped with up to a $200 fine. And yes, that includes letting your little crumb crunchers hand out the goods. So don't go, but it was my kid. Yeah, you're still getting fined. The city already has signs warning people not to feed the seagulls, but several people have ignored them or they just can't read, which is making a mess on the beach by throwing food up for the birds to catch. The mayor said you're sitting there with your family having maybe having a sandwich and the birds start preying on you. The new ordinance, hasn't been voted on yet, cites harm to the gull and aggressive behavior as reasons for the ban. It includes several rules on animal care and prohibitions. He added, if you speak to any wildlife people, they will tell you, do not feed the birds, whether they're seagulls or geese. And the same thing goes for bears. Don't feed the bears.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't.
Chris just said on Facebook Live that I don't have authority to gamble on the WTH podcast anymore.
Well, I guess the boss has spoken.
She has. That's
fair enough, especially on sports. So let me ask you this. Is your wife participating in January?
I want to say she's participating in January.
Well, is she on Instagram? Because that's apparently where this is happening.
She is on Instagram. Yeah.
I love when I read a new trend is taking over blank. So apparently a new trend is taking over Instagram. Women from all over the world are celebrating their quote unquote natural beauty with no shave January movement called hashtag January. The feedback is controversial. And the article on sadanduseless.com says, what do you think? Tell us in the comments. No sad and useless. We're going to tell you right here on the WTH podcast. We start with a young lady with a hairy armpit and her arm up in the air. Good for her. Here's another lady with two hairy armpits and her arms up in the air, and she's oddly glued crystals to her forehead mm-hmm. in a strange pattern, which I find more revolting than that. And there's the hairy leg. By the way, my legs aren't that hairy.
No, that's because you don't shave them all the time.
I have plenty of hair on my legs. Here's another nice profile of it. See, now this lady here, the next one down, she's showing her hairy armpit, but she has also gone to the trouble, and I say trouble because this took some effort. She has clearly decided to put gold leaf in her stretch marks on her belly and her side, mm-hmm. which good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. You live your best life. And then here's another lady with her hairy armpits, hairy legs, hairy armpits, hairy legs, hairy armpits. You see that, you get the point. Back and forth, hairy armpits, hairy legs. Oh, there's nothing better than hairy legs and a pair of pink pumps.
Oh yeah.
that looks great. Here's what I will say. You do you. I don't care. I really don't. Other than my wife, I personally don't care what any other woman does. I don't. Have at it. Grow the hair out all year long if you like. It does not matter to me. I'm certainly not going to get upset because this lady, now clearly this next lady that we're looking at here, Jason, that armpit hair has been growing far longer than since the first of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I guess that's the thing that's kind of,
Down through and looking.
It's just ridiculous that I don't get that guys have anything to say about it anyways, because listen, these women weren't going to fuck you anyways.
Like, no. Because having to shit doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean, actually, this doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, that's the thing is like, well, but there's guys that are upset about it. Like there's guys that are, I'm sure that's what the issue is, right? There's
look, I'm not taking the bait, and any guy who takes the bait is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Unless it's somebody that you are intimate with, then no.
I'm sorry. No dude that I know, or most of the men that I know, nobody turning down pussy because of hair.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing. It's like, it's.
The guys that will turn down some ass because of hair are the douchebag assholes that you probably shouldn't be messing with in the first place.
And the guys that are going to complain about it are guys that don't want around anywhere in the first place. So it doesn't matter.
We all have our preferences. Yes.
Yeah.
But unless I'm in an intimate relationship with you, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
I don't care. And by the way, if you're rocking a skirt in your hairy legs and someone notes it, you can't get all upset because it's out of the ordinary and people notice out of the ordinary.
Yes. And it's probably going to be a woman going to be the one that notices.
It's true. that's absolutely true.
That's probably going to be the person that notices.
So here are some of the comments. Anonymous said, beautiful without. It's just hair. Do whatever makes you happy.
That's nice.
Strange that it has to be a certain action in only 1 month when it's quote acceptable. And then the one person who did not come in as anonymous would be Captain Caveman, who writes, the world would be a better place if we all accepted ourselves in our natural form. That being said, a little trimming, not shaving, trimming should not be off the table. I'm a dude and I trim my body hair when it gets too long. It's just grooming. So see how Captain Caveman backed himself off of there?
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know about you guys, but I also will trim my body hair. Like, I don't let the armpit hair get stupid long.
No.
I trim it.
Yeah.
Same for the chest hair.
Yes.
I don't want to look like one of the great apes.
No.
Just because I can. But that's, you know, whatever. But again, if I'm out in public and I've got chest hair just poking out like 4 inches long out of the neck of my shirt, you can be damn sure there's going to be women and men that go, whoa, what the hell's going on there?
And just for ladies, for your edification, I've never sat around with any of my male friends to talk about you and your hair. Like, we've never just, there's never been a conversation that we have had or we're in the process of having or that even in thought.
In fact, I'd say sometimes if a conversation came up, it was usually about genital hair. And then when the guy's like, I like it completely shaved, you're like, hey, what's the matter with you?
and if there was a conversation, it's not because we had the conversation because it was our thought. It was because somebody's wife or girlfriend said to them something about the hair.
Yeah.
And we were complaining about the fact that they said something to us about the hair. That's it.
Look, we all have our preferences of what our partner does or doesn't do.
We do.
And that's between our partner and us.
Exactly.
And that's the beginning and end of it. And by the way, what people are doing on Instagram has no bearing on the real world.
No.
So there is that. What are you going to do? Oh, this came across the, I was watching Good Morning America this past weekend. And my wife goes, hold on. And she rewinds it because you have the crawl at the bottom of the screen. Headline, police say Pennsylvania woman drove into oncoming car as a test of faith. We're like, what? That's right. A Pennsylvania woman drove into the path of an oncoming vehicle as a way to test her faith, then exhibited no concern about the people who were injured in the crash. By the way, she was not grooming herself either. No, I don't know about that. Bail was revoked for Nada Heda Riley, who's 31, of Drums, Pennsylvania, who is charged with aggravated assault and other offenses over allegations she purposely caused the wreck on Route 93 near Weatherly. An investigator said Riley told him she had been driving around for a few hours waiting for a calling from God, and then she decided to drive through the oncoming vehicle. Riley related God took care of her by not having her injured. That's what the trooper wrote in an arrest affidavit, adding Riley expressed no concern or remorse for the victims. Riley also stated she did not care if the two other people were injured because God would have taken care of them. End quote. Two people in the other vehicle were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Now, the online court docket indicated her $50,000 bail was revoked. Her lawyer filed a notice with the court
that Riley plans to waive her formal arraignment in Carbon County Court. He declined comment on the record back on Friday. Prosecutor did not return a message looking for comment.
They should take her straight to the psych ward.
Yeah. I was driving around waiting for God to comment, and when he didn't, I drove into oncoming traffic.
Yes, what? You lost your patience with God.
Yeah. No. Yeah. God's out with you.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All right. Headline. Pasco woman accused. Oh, yes, I'm using an ad blocker. Accused of hitting man with BMW trying to pee on deputy. Serena Probus was charged with domestic violence and battery last week. Now, while in jail, she was accused of hitting a man with her BMW back in October, but said she was too high on cocaine to remember it. Well, sure. Look at that mugshot.
Wow.
Grinning. She's 20, and she's facing multiple felony charges from two separate incidents, including, driving, hitting a man with her BMW.
And being under influence.
Being high on cocaine. Also in Florida, a Florida man tased after slinging penis and profanities at deputies.
How did he sling his penis at the deputies? Was it detachable?
This from Englewood, Florida. We go down to NBC2. NBC2 for the story.
And I saw the guy take his out and everything out.
Imagine this, if you dare. It is 3 a.m.
What's your granddaddy doing on TV?
Blank you at the top of his lungs for the past hour.
Oh, and wearing only his underwear. Carlos Suarez terrorized his Englewood neighbors on Mississippi Avenue early Saturday morning.
By the way, I love this anchor lady.
She got excited.
Yeah.
And as NBC2's Joseph Ojo found out, when deputy showed up, Suarez let it all hang out.
Suarez gave people in this neighborhood a pretty rude awakening. They say he was running around in his underwears and cursing at the top of his lungs. And that...
Hold on. In his underwears?
...wasn't the worst of it. Deputies say they had to whip out their taser when he whipped out his privates.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
No, I didn't say nothing like that.
Loud screams and lots of cursing is what Jeanette Seaman and her neighbors heard Saturday
night. Oh, come on. It just keeps getting better.
Oh, yeah.
Running down the street going, oh, oh, oh.
Deputies surrounded Mississippi Avenue in Englewood around 3 a.m. after neighbors called and sent online tips about the chaos Carlos Suarez was causing.
Naked, without his clothes. They don't see him run that way.
A naked Suarez was cursing at the top of his lungs and disturbing his neighbors who were sleeping.
So I was pretty hesitant about looking out the window too often or going out my back porch. You know, God forbid something had, happened.
When deputies met Suarez in his driveway, it was clear he was drunk. He continued cursing at them, telling deputies he will kick their expletive and that they can all suck his expletive.
It's disgusting. We don't want this in our area. I mean, at least I didn't move here for that.
No, hell no. Not right. No whales, eh?
According to the deputy's detailed report, Suarez swung his private parts around at them.
That's
they tried arresting him, but he kept running into his home, so they tased him.
I did hear the police yelling at him to get on the ground and stop.
Neighbors say Suarez's behavior is unacceptable, and they want him out of their neighborhood for good.
He ain't coming back here no more, because I'm going to be here right here to see if he come back, and I'll call a cop on this.
And Suarez is facing charges for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and exposure of his sexual organs.
Hey,
he is still in jail tonight. In Englewood, Joseph Ojo, NBC2.
Thanks, Joseph.
I wonder if they tase him in the ass.
In his butthole.
And finally from Florida, dipping sauce.
I wonder if you just surprised that it wasn't a white guy. He was like, man, I thought this was some white dude shit.
Finally in Florida Corner, dipping sauce rage lands woman in jail. Incensed that she would have to pay extra for dipping sauce, a McDonald's customer threatened to rob the restaurant and warned that she would get condiments by whatever means necessary.
Oh, God.
And it's detailed in the arrest affidavit. McGuire McLaughlin, who's 19, arrived at a McDonald's in Vero Beach around 3:45 a.m. on New Year's. McLaughlin ordered a large amount of food, which she paid for at the drive-through window. At that point, McLaughlin, who lives about 5 miles from the restaurant, asked for one dipping sauce in each flavor McDonald's offers. An employee responded by saying that each packet would cost her 25 cents, at which point a verbal altercation ensued. By the way, fuck you. Just give her one of each. If she ordered that much food,
yeah.
Shut up. Fuck off. Oh, by the book, I can only... Shut up. I'm on her side. Well, for now. That may change. McLaughlin allegedly began yelling profanities at several employees, stating she would rob the establishment if she didn't get her dipping sauce. She then apparently added that she would procure the dipping sauce, quote, by whatever means necessary. The employee could not specify what she meant by that. Now, when questioning McLaughlin, the police detected alcohol in her breath, no kidding, and noted that the teenager's eyes were glossy and speech was slurred. She would momentarily become cooperative and then would begin yelling profanities at them. It sounds like a drunk girl. Several workers were distraught by her actions, and one female worker said she was in fear for her own well-being through the course of the disturbance. Oh,
get
shut
the fuck
up.
Out of yeah. here.
It's a drunk 19-year-old white girl. What's she going to do?
Yeah.
It's probably weighed down.
By whatever means. Okay. All right, lady. Whatever. Like, get the fuck out of here.
First of all, I didn't know they had this many dipping sauces.
Yeah.
It was like 8 of them. And you should get, if she ordered a lot of food, she should get at least 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're stingy on that shit there, though, now. Like,
they usually give two.
It's 2 per order of, like, if you get 2-piece or 6-piece. If you get 10-piece, I think you can get 3. If you get a 20-piece, you can get 4. But they limit it directly to the amount of nuggets you get, I think, now. It's not even a...
Here's what I will tell you. I don't ever get ketchup from you assholes.
No.
I use barbecue sauce for that. And if you can't give me barbecue sauce, then maybe I'll go... Do you know who's not stingy with their shit? Jack in the Box.
Oh, yeah, they don't give a fuck.
That's right. You know what they do? They do give a fuck. They give a fuck about their customers.
Oh, man. Yeah, but really, if they really cared about their customers, they wouldn't have such a crazy big freaking menu, man.
Mini tacos.
I actually kind of want to try the mini tacos.
My wife tried the mini tacos.
Were they okay?
Yeah, they were good. She liked them. All right, that's going to do it for Florida Corner. Look, man, you just got to know what everything is. All right, let's time to wrap this up. We already did the all the other stuff earlier in the show. There we
go. Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
This is the Eat Beat from the Grand Forks Herald and Maryland's back. From basic beginnings, Rhombus Guys continues their success 2 decades later. Now, they started 20 years ago as partners when they were finishing high school in Thief River Falls. Matt Winjum and Aaron Hendricks, originally had a third partner, Levi Kraft. They built their own stand so they could haul it around and sell smoothies. The only problem was their stand did not turn out square, so they started calling it Rhombus. I have to answer some questions here. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. I'm not reading these. 4 of 9.
Got 3 more. Come on, we got this.
I replied that I was at what emotion was I did I have when I watched an ad? I replied ennui.
Oh, we're almost done. One last one. Yes.
Nope, not at all. There we go. All right. Made it through.
Woo! And take that in your data.
All right. Right. Now, today, the Rhombus Guys have moved on and onto and also operate 2 places in Grand Forks and 1 in Fargo. Rhombus Guys on Kitson Avenue in Grand Forks has gone beyond the only a pizza menu, has a popular rooftop seating in summer. On the menu, there are 6 fresh salads, including grilled chicken for $10. There's also gourmet sandwiches, such as a cafe club for $11 and a barbecued pork loin for $10. Rhombus on Kitson is usually bustling year-round on the main floor during the supper hours. There are customers who prefer more dining-like setting on the second floor, and when the weather is right, Rhombus Guys flourishes with its dining accommodation accommodating 40 on the rooftop.
Oh, wow.
Rhombus Guys moved to their first location in Grand Forks when Kim Holmes moved out of the facility with a downstairs kitchen. At that time, Holmes relocated to the former Sanders restaurant on Main Street in Grand Forks. That's a lot of detail.
Yeah, it is.
For a restaurant review. Now, in their earliest days in 2001, the Rhombus Guys found a spot near Maple Lake at Mentor, Minnesota. There they settled in. The original Rhombus Guys continues to operate there in the summertime, and they run their food truck to fairs and celebrations until Halloween. They also have a Rhombus Guys business entrenched in an old building near Broadway and Main Streets in Fargo.
Oh.
And today, the Rhombus Guys have moved on and beyond its earlier days. In Grand Forks, they own and operate Rhombus Guys at Kitsap Avenue. They're owners and originators of Rhombus Guys Brewing Company with a dining menu. It's nearby on 116 South 3rd Street. They've established a Rhombus Guys business in an old building at Main and Broadway Avenues in Fargo. Rhombus Guys has also moved far beyond what the owners imagined when they were in high school. It's exceeded their expectations when they were going back and forth to college. They are proud of 2 wins for best pizza and 2 citywide contests. Matt Wingem said recently that not in a million years would he have dreamed how much fun it has been to be in business with Aaron Hendricks. The business seems to flow and go, and Wingem said it recently became licensed to sell frozen pizza and butt plugs.
Yay, Rhombus Guys.
I'm kidding about the butt plugs, of course. I mean, I guess you could use frozen pizza for that. If you rolled it up real tight.
You have to roll it up tight, brah.
Rhombus Guys, 312 Kitson Avenue. Phone number is 701-787-7317. The owners are Matt Wingem and Aaron Hendricks. The assistant manager is Ryan Adamy. The hours are 11 a.m. opening and closing at midnight on weeknights and 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. Here's the report card. I know you've all been waiting.
I can't wait for the letter grade.
Robson. Rhombus Guys on Kitson is one of 4 places owned and operated by Matt Wingem and Aaron Hendricks. From basic beginnings in Thief River Falls, their business has been expanding over the past 20 years.
That is not a report card.
There's nothing in there that's a report. That's not even a progress report.
In 2020, Maryland has hit a new low in actual restaurant reviews.
That's not even like that isn't even a, that's just like
she mentioned that they have frozen pizza, regular pizza, and 3 different sandwiches. And that's it. The rest was a history lesson.
It was, and the report card is like really more of a Yelp description.
It's not. It really isn't.
Is it even that? Yeah, no, it's not even that.
It's a Wikipedia page.
It's not even a Wikipedia page.
Come on, Marilyn. Step it up.
That's come on.
I know you're pushing 94, but I mean, Betty White's older than you, and she's still going.
That's right.
Same. Hey, Marilyn, be better. And you be better, too. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right.
Wrap out of here. Back on Monday, we've got grievances to air and all that. You be good, you be safe, and we'll see you next time on the WTH podcast. Bye-bye.